KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of light rain today and a high of 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In area news, a woman from Nebraska was arrested around 3 a.m. today in Montgomery County following a traffic stop. Officials say 41-year-old Rebecca Elizabeth Sabo of Omaha was taken into custody for being a fugitive from justice as the result of an active warrant out of Missouri for identity theft. Sabo was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held without bond. A traffic stop early Sunday morning near Highways 2 and 275 in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. 25-year-old Taylor Allen Rice of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested for OWI first offense. During his arrest, Rice was found to be in possession of a handgun within his immediate control. He was additionally charged with carrying weapons while intoxicated, an aggravated misdemeanor. Rice was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $3,000 bond. In other news, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a birdhouse workshop this coming Saturday, November 23rd. The workshop will be held at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Vecina beginning at 9 a.m. All ages are welcome, and during the workshop, you'll learn all about making birdhouses. You can make a birdhouse and take it home afterward for a suggested donation. You can pre-register for the event by no later than November 18th by calling 712-769-2372. The event is open for people of all ages, and children must be accompanied by an adult. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports the Clarinda Police Department will begin Operation Blessing 2019 next Monday, November 25th. Brothers said the community project embodies the spirit of Christmas by helping to make sure every child in Clarinda receives a gift on Christmas Day. Retired Police Chief Joe Newton and retired 911 Communications Supervisor Diane Newton will be managing the program once again this year. Children ages infant through 17 may be signed up for involvement in the program by calling the Police Department Records Office during their regular business hours at 712-542-2194, extension 203. The caller will be asked to provide the child's name, age, sex, address, and two gift requests per child. Names of the children can be submitted beginning on Monday, November 25th, and will be accepted through Thursday, December 19th. Cash donations in care of Operation Blessing 2019 can be delivered to Chief Brothers at the Police Department in Clarinda or mailed to the Clarinda Police Department. Attention Operation Blessing, 200 South 15th Street in Clarinda. The zip code down there, 51632. The cash donations will be used by the Clarinda Police Department to purchase gifts for the children. If you wish to purchase a specific gift for a child, you can contact the Clarinda PD and speak with Joe and Diane Newton regarding purchasing a specific requested gift item. Families will then be contacted by the Clarinda Police Department when the gift items are ready to be picked up. And if a family is unable to pick up the gifts, uniform officers with the Clarinda Police Department will be happy to deliver them. Before harvest comes to a close, producers, ag lenders, and suppliers are already planning ahead for next year. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Economists will offer valuable insight on key factors impacting 2020 operating decisions at 13 Pro Ag Outlook and Management Seminars to be held across the state this month and next month. Adair County Extension will host the Greenfield site Monday, November 25th at the Warren Cultural Center Auditorium from 1 until 4 p.m. The three-hour seminar includes information on grain price outlook and global factors to watch, livestock prices and margins, and farmland operating margins, outlook and trends. The focus of the program is to provide agribusiness leaders a concise evaluation of the current market conditions, expected trends in crop and livestock income potential, and management implications. Participants will also gain insight on implications of trade agreements on Iowa producers and the critical role of land values and interest rates in the stabilization of the agricultural sector. The speaker lineup includes ISU Extension and Outreach State Specialist Chad Hart, Associate Professor in Economics and Extension Grain Market Specialist, Lee Schultz, Assistant Professor and Livestock Economist, and Wendong Zhang, Assistant Professor and Extension Economist. ISU Extension and Outreach Field Specialist Patrick Hadding will be at the meeting as well. This program takes an in-depth look into the outlook for agriculture in 2020 and provides an opportunity to discuss the current Iowa economic situation with those university experts. That session in Greenfield is open to the public. However, pre-registration is requested by no later than this Friday. You can contact Adair County Extension at 641-743-8412. There is no registration fee. There will be a second seminar planned for December 2nd in Shenandoah, featuring the same speakers, and that'll be at the Shenandoah Bricker Meeting Room at 400 West Sheridan Avenue. Registration for the December 2nd events begins at 12:30, with the program to be held from 1 until 4. You can pre-register for that by calling 712-542-5171. That program is also free thanks to its sponsors. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Lefebvre, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial for Dorothy Lefebvre will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eugene Gene Weiss, age 90, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Memorial services for Gene Weiss will be today at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Molly Lamborn, age 79, of Fontenelle, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Molly Lamborn will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. John Yokomishin, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A celebration of life for John Yokomishin will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janet Estelle Early, age 92, of Harlan, died November 13th. A memorial service for Janet Early will be on December 13th at 3 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Phyllis Carr, age 83, of Missouri and formerly of Atlantic, died November 13th at her daughter's home in Missouri. A celebration of life for Phyllis Carr will be held at a later date in Missouri. Condolences may be sent to John Carr, care of Glenda Carr, at 6804 North Elm Street, Pleasant Valley, Missouri, 64068. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.